Once again today, the White House was preoccupied with questions and counterattacks over intelligence reports received prior to September 11th. The president personally defended the actions of his administration, and there were strong words as well from the vice president and from the president's wife, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
After nearly 2 days of letting his press secretary and top national security adviser explain why a CIA briefing last August 6th did not amount to a warning about September 11th, the president spoke to the issue today. He used a Rose Garden ceremony where he was honoring the football team of the U.S. Air Force Academy to assert that the warnings of possible al-Qaeda hijackings were handled properly. The cadets in dress uniforms stood behind the president as he spoke.
The American people know this about me and my national security team and my administration. Had I known that the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people.
And the president had the following less than generous reference to the Congress, where there have been calls from Democrats and even some prominent Republicans for a broad investigation into what was known prior to September 11th and into what more might have been done. That would include combining the information with other evidence gathered around the country, including the arrest of Zakaria Moussaoui, the alleged 20th hijacker, and FBI field reports warning about possible threats enrolling in U.S. flight schools.
You know what's interesting about Washington? It's a town, unfortunately, it's the kind of place where second guessing has become second nature.
Vice President Cheney was even more blunt. At a speech last night to the New York State Conservative Party's annual dinner, he had this warning for congressional Democrats.
They need to be very cautious not to seek political advantage by making incendiary suggestions.
Cheney went on to say that such commentary is irresponsible and unworthy of national leaders in a time of war. Still, basic questions persist, prompted by the administration's repeated statements that nobody could have predicted that hijackers would, quote, try to use an airplane as a missile. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked about a 1999 federal report on terrorist threats prepared for the executive branch and other federal agencies. It specifically states that Osama bin Laden's terrorists might hijack an airliner and dive bomb it into the Pentagon or other government buildings. It also cited past thwarted terrorist plots to crash a plane into the Eiffel Tower and another plan to crash an airliner into CIA headquarters in Virginia. In his response, Fleischer insisted that the report isn't relevant to what the president heard in August.
Well, this document was described as it is not an piece of intelligence information suggesting that we have information about a specific plan or that they are going to. It describes, the title of the report, if I recall, is The Psychology and the Sociology of Terrorists. So it describes their evil, their thinking.
Finally, one other prominent member of the administration weighed in defense of the president today, First Lady Laura Bush. Mrs. Bush is on a European tour, and during a stop in Budapest, she was asked about the controversy at the White House. The White House released a transcript of her remarks there. She answered that no one could have predicted what happened on September 11th, that she knows her husband and how he has carried out the war on terror, and that she thinks it's sad that people would play upon the victims' families' emotions. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.